Saturday Breakfast.
With Pip and Pear chilled baby food in the dairy fridge nationwide.
Now, Dr. Mary O'Kane, lecturer of psychology and early childhood education and our parenting expert here, we've claimed you as our own now, Dr. Mary, has joined us in studio. And I suppose we haven't touched on this at all in the past few months, but a lot of people were texting in about it as well. And in maybe a Saturday morning, and if you take a Monday off, you take 3 days solid to try and tackle the potty training and toilet training issue. And there's a lot of people that have texted in about it this morning as well. So a lot of people, it's on their minds. Yeah. What is, I suppose, the best piece of advice and the starting point, and then we'll get to some of the individual questions.
I would say the best piece of advice is don't start too early.
Yeah.
That's a big one. And funny, I think, Alison, people are sometimes pressurized. Parents will say, well, I kind of felt I had to start because two other mums in the play school were kept telling me their children were doing it, and they're kind of pushed into it. Or people are pressurized. They think, oh my gosh, the child is sometimes 2.5. Oh my God, I have to start now.
Yeah.
No, you don't. So,
there is a bit of a competition element there. It can be.
Funny, Alison. So most parents are really supportive of each other.
Yeah.
And then you sometimes just get these mums that parenting is like a competitive sport.
Yeah.
And you think, why do that?
I have to say now, when I was training Joan, she was probably about 3 months from her third birthday, mm-hmm. and we just let her lead it. And a friend of mine whose daughter was born 3 months after Joan had, I did have that twinge where she's like, oh, she's not in nappies anymore. I was like, what? Yeah. She's 3 months older.
You do. Yeah, I know.
I know, but it was a natural thing to kind of let her fall into. But that's what you're about to discuss, obviously.
That's it. And I think rather than even age, because usually people start between about 2.5 to 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say sometimes maybe let them get a little bit older, because very often a child says something like, oh, I can feel I'm a dirty nappies, and the parent thinks, oh, we're ready, we're off. But actually sensing that is different from being able to control yourself. So there's a slight difference. So little things. First of all, them making those points and asking about it is a big one. If they can tell you, use their words. And sometimes the parent will say, oh, I can see him pooing in his nappy.
Yeah.
That's not the same as him being able to tell you he needs to poo. So if they use the words, if they're feeling discomfort, if they're old enough to be able to pull up and down those little trousers and, look after the clothing element of it, can be a big one. So if those are coming together, at that point, if you feel, no, they're ready, give it a try, but don't let other people push you into it.
So is that, are those the big signs, the big clues for parents that their kid is ready?
The other thing is staying dry.
Yeah.
So the nappies, and some people say up to about 2 hours, I would say longer.
Okay.
I would say if you're getting nearly 3 to 4 hours between nappies, because at that point, you know, they're holding for longer, they're more in control of what they're doing, and that is key, that they can actually hold on. I think if you imagine yourself going around the M50, and this little voice in the car seat says, I need to wee, will they be able to hold till the next exit until you go off? Or when they say they need to wee, are they going to wee all over that car seat?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the difference.
Okay.
Because it makes it easier, not only for you, but for them.
Yeah.
Because it's upsetting for them when they do
wet
themselves in the car seat and things like that. It bothers them. So to just have that bit of control makes a huge difference.
I actually think back to it, I just think Joan was kind of like, I don't like the feeling of these anymore and I just want them off. And that was kind of our clue, and we just let her
A good one, because you're right, she has kind of decided.
Yeah, which you can tell why it would be uncomfortable.
Definitely.
So we had loads of questions in, and I'm going to combine the first two, and one is, was toilet trained? I'm looking for some advice. My son is 3 years old. Before Christmas, he was out of nappies, and he was trained, and I was training a little girl. I was minding, and he wanted to help out too, so he wanted to, stop. But now he's kind of regressed now, and he's gone back into needing nappies. And the second one was, I have a 3.5-year-old. I seem to be getting the hang of toilet training, but since the arrival of her new sister, she's completely regressed, and she doesn't even tell me when she's wet, and she's having accidents a few times a day. We went to a GP to look for urine samples in case there was an infection, but she was fine. So there's somewhat similar cases, but slightly different, of course.
Yeah, for the first one, it's a little boy, isn't it?
Yes
it is. And he was training because a little girl, she was mine, he was training, whatever. I would say, she said this little fella took a break over Christmas and wouldn't go back. A change in routine. And the first thing, and I always say it, I said to the team outside, is constipation.
Yeah.
Sometimes if something happens, they get a little bit constipated. They associate discomfort with going to the loo. So it may have been something like that. It could have been the lack of routine at Christmas, completely different routine.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's been knocked out and he gets upset if she mentions pants and everything, stop. Just stop now.
Mm-hmm.
Summer can be a good time to think about potty training, because they can just wear light little clothes and they can run around in pants. I would say to her, actually let this go. She says she's mentioning it.
And try again.
Yeah. So stop completely, try again. And a star chart can be a great way, particularly at that age. Star charts, I mean, I don't recommend them for certain things, but for something like this, for the toilet training, they can be very useful. Literally the days across, the times you want them to sit on the potty or the toilet, and literally he will get a star for sitting on the potty.
Yeah.
If he wees, he gets another one. If he poos, woohoo! We're loads of stars! Yay. This is wonderful. So I'd say that to her. For the other mum, with the little sister.
She arrived. It's totally upset everything in the household.
3 3/4, and this little lady has arrived beneath you. And I think with her, it's slightly different. At that age, you don't have control over an awful lot. And I think maybe she is using this to show you her upset at this little person. It's one of the few things that she has control of. So she's kind of making it clear, hold on a minute, I'm not happy here. But now this little lady is still in pants.
Yes.
But the mum said she's just wetting them. So what I'd say to her is...
Well, she's saying she didn't have them in accidents in play school. So is it's a thing at home.
She's telling her.
Yeah.
You know, she's able to do this. And she's saying to her, I am upset. I need your attention. So I don't think it's that she can't. So when she has an accident, I wouldn't take her out of the pants. I'd stick with it.
Okay.
But when she has an accident... Don't make a fuss over it. You know, change her, but talk about something else and talk about you and her. But I think I would really focus on, at this point, about letting her know how important she is. Maybe dad could even step in and take the baby so she has time with her.
Right.
But to, because I think this lady can do this.
Yeah.
She's doing it in play school, but she's just showing the
It's like a little protest.
Yeah. So it's lots of love and attention. Let her know you adore her and don't make a fuss over it. So she's getting no... By wetting her pants, she's kind of getting attention.
Yeah.
So
that all makes sense.
It does.
You make sense, Mary.
Not very often, Alison, but occasionally.
Next one is, and I do actually had really close friends that had this problem as well. A 3-year-old is petrified to go poo in the toilet so much that she needs, she almost holds it in for a week at a time and she soils herself. She's having no problems weeing in the toilet and never wets the bed, so it seems to be a mental block.
Okay. Now, there's two things here. So, this person is saying they have a fear of the toilet.
Yeah.
But yet they're saying they have no problem weeing in the toilet. So I just say to this parent, stop and think, does the child really have a fear of the toilet or is it the pooing?
Yeah.
So if she can wee in the toilet, my gut instinct is it's not really the toilet. But to really get into pooing in a toilet, a child has to be able to physically and sort of emotionally just let go, and that can be a little bit hard. I wonder if this parent might think about choosing the potty for pooing, just in terms of, you know, physically a child is up high on a toilet and you know, it sounds silly to an adult, but you know, it's no big deal, but it is when you're used to pooing in a nappy.
Yeah,
it's actually quite different. So a potty can be like a halfway house,
like more of a comfort position then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I would suggest trying the potty. But the other thing, and I'm going to back to it again, I sound like my mother, is constipation. If she is holding this for a week at a time, she really, really is, I would imagine, is constipated.
And very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. I would say take this at one to the GP. Sometimes people say, oh, they're not constipated because some poo is coming out.
Yeah.
But, real pooey conversation here.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Nobody's eating their breakfast. But some of the poo actually gets compacted in the bowel and other softer poo can push past it. But that compacted poo won't move without
a stool softener.
So I would say go to the GP as well. They'll usually prescribe pediatric Movocol or something like that. And that's a stool softener, because that compacted poo isn't going to go. And it can be a real ongoing problem. It becomes a vicious circle.
Okay.
If she sorts that out, think about the diet then. Lots of water, lots of fiber, lots of vegetables, lots of fruit and stuff. To try and make sure you're
water is so important. And I think at school they forget to drink it, and that does lead to problems during the week, I find, because she's better at the weekend than just because you're forcing her to kind of drink some water.
Some don't like going to the loo in school and the school toilets. They avoid drinking. And I know it's
a cycle. It's a whole other cycle. So final one, and I'm going to take a break and we'll come back to it, but we started potty training with a 3-year-old over 2 months ago, and she's still holding it in and she won't push and she's actively holding it. So this is somewhat similar, but you might have different advice. So I'll get the I'll break out of the way and we'll come right back.
Saturday Breakfast with Pip and Pear Chilled Baby Food in the Dairy Fridge nationwide. Ooh, today,
You're welcome back. It is Alison with you. Dr. Mary O'Kane is in, and we've got an update, Dr. Mary, from the first email, which is about the little boy who was having problems, the first problem that we were dealing with. An update is he decided yesterday evening to use the toilet. He's flying it this morning, and his six-year-old sister even made him a chart, a star chart.
Yay!
So Suzanne, so that's brilliant. And actually, I love this one because I relate with this quite a bit. My mom used to tell jokes or pull funny faces when I was on the toilet, so I would relax and let go. And my daughter and I have a whole narrative, like a little play that goes on. She's in the bathroom. Loads coming in. So as always, we get through as many as we can. The final one, so we did sort of answer the one that we just mentioned before the break, which was holding it in. And so this one, the final one for now, is a seven-year-old boy who still wets the bed. We've decided that there are no drinks after six, and we bring him to the toilet at about 11 o'clock. It's just not working.
They're doing the right thing, the no drinks, the picking up or whatever. Sometimes, and in seven-year-olds, it still does happen.
Yeah.
It's as if the brain is just not sending the right signals to the bladder and the connection hasn't been made. Now, first of all, go to the GP and rule out a little infection. If they have a little, you know, if this is something that's just happened, it can be just a little infection. So always go to the GP and just get a little urine sample. However, having said that, assuming that's okay, you can get little bed wetting alarms. And as they get older, Alison, they're brilliant. She's doing everything right.
Yeah.
So I can't say to her, oh no, you're doing that wrong.
Yeah.
But it's like a little sensor that you attach to the underwear and the sensor reacts to moisture. Now, it takes time because it only reacts to moisture. So initially, it will only go off after there has been some urine leaking.
Okay.
But it reinforcement, you know, repetition and reinforcement, it actually makes connections with the brain and with the bladder. So it can take up to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Even if he doesn't wake up at his boy yet, if he doesn't wake up in the beginning, tell her in her mind to be on alert for the alarm.
Okay.
Because even if mum has to wake up the first time, he will get to the point where he wakes up. And as he progresses, just you do have to give them time. That's the one thing. But they work. Parents, haven't you tried them myself, but parents have told me they really do work when they're struggling. Yep. Give it a go.
As always, we love having you on. We'll have you on again. And your Facebook page is facebook.com/ Dr. Mary O'Kane Early Years. And we'll have you on very soon again. As always, we get a huge reaction to you. And thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Alice.
Saturday Breakfast with Pip and Pear chilled baby food in the Dairy Fridge nationwide.